It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Welcome back. Hello, Kerry, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
All right, I've chosen some modern Greek music to go in the background there.
Nice, that's and very, very, very fitting, I must say.
That's good to hear. So Chris was really excited when he heard what you'd been watching to review this week.
Yeah, I grew up watching this. I mean, I don't rely on me to have a lot of trivia or remember any storylines or character names.
Would you describe it as formative?
No.
Okay. So Kerry, you're not feeling well. Sorry to hear that. Happens to the best of us. Literally every single person, I think. So,
Been run down.
Lucky that you've got this amazing... Well, what do you have? What have you been watching?
Well, I must say, when I picked this up, I was very happy. I have had the pleasure to review Xena, Warrior Princess, the Ultimate Collection, which is a 51 disc set, glorious collection of all of the Xena episodes.
151 episodes. Epic Greek mythology.
But they're only like 20 minutes long, aren't they?
Some of them go a little bit longer. There's a couple that are about 40. So I guess it'll be like an hour on old TV with some ads. But there are some shorter ones for sure, yeah.
It'd be good if they actually just chucked in the occasional episode with ads from the time it first aired on television.
That'd be amazing, yeah.
I wouldn't say no to that, actually. That would be pretty cool.
Just a heads up, Mad Men, if you're thinking about it, for another ultimate collection.
An ultimate collection of ads from the early aughts, late 90s.
So, yeah, tell us more. I mean, so, like, hold on. Let me just go back in my memory to watching television as a young person. And so there was like a little bit of a thing with Greek mythological series, right? There was Xena, there was Hercules. And they both featured New Zealanders.
Yes. There was Ares, who was a Kiwi actor at the time, and a bunch, obviously, Kiwi actors throughout the series. I think many people will be familiar that it was filmed mainly in New Zealand in the Waitakere Ranges in the mid to early mid-90s to early 2000s, of course. And I feel like we've kind of adapted that as kind of our own culture, even though it was predominantly American produced. I think it's kind of a little Kiwi gem that we're proud to wear on our shoulders there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course, Greek mythology is so dear to us. Makes complete sense, especially when you're roaming the Waitakere's.
It always makes
me think of the Acropolis when I'm out in the Waitakere's.
And the interesting thing is that I think Xena kind of plays off a very fantasized version of ancient Greece as well. But, I mean, throughout the show, we kind of explore other areas of the world. Throughout the series, we kind of see Xena and one of the other main protagonists, Gabrielle, who we see through the series is coming from quite a small village and wanting to kind of seek adventure and not be tied down by her husband that she's soon to marry in the first episode. And we kind of see her run away and... And throughout the series, obviously, she's with Xena, side by side, battling lots of mythical creatures and gods. It's very, very, very crazy. A lot of amazing stuff happens.
There's CGI, isn't there? There's lots of CGI.
Well, it's interesting because the show at the time was actually on quite a tight budget for any nerds out there who are kind of into film. That the first and second season were shot on 16mm, which 16mm film, which obviously was a lot cheaper than 35. And then I think as the series kind of picked up, they
switched to VHS,
moved on to 35 to kind of up the quality. But for the initial series, obviously a lot of the budget went into the costumes and the sets, of course. So the effects originally were, I mean, very, very outdated for now, but they did definitely get a lot better. But I think it is also kind of known for kind of bad CGI, but I think it's kind of a bit of a charm to it as well.
Yeah, I like bad CGI. That's kind of what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, how good is the bad CGI?
Yes, exactly. And I think that it's got such a cult following. I think that's definitely why fans love it so much, is that it's that, and I guess also the acting as well, very, very kind of silly style of humor, which kind of adds to the show as well.
And it's also one of like the big lesbian love stories ever to air on television.
Exactly. Yes, that was a big thing. I think that was one of the main things that I kind of noticed online, is that when people talk about the show, they definitely talk about that whole, yeah, the big lesbian kind of love relationship that happened on screen, as well as obviously the war call. Xena's very, very
Kerry, can we just
war call.
Can you just give us a little sample of what that sounds like for those listeners?
Oh my God. It's like, ay, 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 ay.
That's pretty good.
That was like really that. Good. You have been watching these episodes. It was a test to see if you had in fact watched all 51, and you've passed.
I'm official review Xena. Here we are. And also the weapon. Well, obviously she's got various weapons, but I think the main one is the, I think it's pronounced as Shakram, which is that circular kind of ring that she throws and kind of returns back to her like a
boomerang.
Type object, but
no,
I
like
think
a
that's
chakra, bro.
Like chakra. Yeah, she's got seven of them.
Yeah.
Oh, like a shaka. Yeah, she's got like
a chakra.
Oh, right. Yeah, she's got
can you
six,
spell it for
six
us?
Shakas.
Spell it for us, Kirio. We're having a little trouble here. How do you spell chakra?
C H A K R A M.
Ah, chakra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what that is. It's like a proto chattering.
The series, though, through 6 seasons, which is quite a few episodes, 134 episodes to fit into 6 seasons, but it's got this massive box set, ultimate collection, which actually has quite a few special features, nice audio and video commentaries, and some interviews from the cast and crews, various director's cuts of episodes, including one of the final episodes, which is, I think, if you're a fan, you'll be into definitely director's cuts and alternative cuts of episodes.
Absolutely.
I think this series is probably, it's a good one for anyone who's maybe not seen Xena before, or maybe wanting to get into the series, because you've got everything here. It's all ready to go in this big little box.
I think that's a wonderful review. I want to watch it. I want to get my chakram
aligned
out.
If only it came with like a little chakram inside to kind of could throw around.
Did they print it on the discs? Maybe that would have been quite a no.
Another note, Madman, if you're listening, next time include
chakram on the discs, please.
Free chakram. Well, Kerry, thank you very much for watching this wonderful Ultimate Collection, Xena Ultimate Collection, featuring Lucy Lawless, the wonderful Lucy Lawless. You know, if I had been cast as a mythological character who travels the world fighting bad CGI evil characters, I think the Green Party would be my next step too.
That sounds as a go-to, definitely. Makes sense.
There's space between that. There's time between those two things, isn't there? Is that a direct line between, or is it?
Well, because you just become aware of, you know, how much environmental degradation there was in 5000 BC.
True.
Exactly.
You know?
There we are.
And, you know, now we all carry our chakrams spiritually, if you know what I'm saying.
Toss them out and they come right back.
Thank you, Kerry. We actually have this Ultimate Collection to give away.
Yes, we do.
So you won't be able to watch it anymore, even though you're sick, mate. Sorry. You'll have to just rest.
I will.
If you would like the Xena Collection, the Ultimate Collection. Perhaps you could text us in. What do you want to do on this one, Kerry? I'm going to throw it to you because you are the Xena expert.
I have got a wee little question for the listeners. If you'd like to have that one.
Yes, I love it.
My question to win this Ultimate Collection of Xena. Who was one of the main developers of Xena Warrior Princess? And I've got a hint. This person directed a cult classic horror film in the early 80s. It had a very scary and gory remake made in 2013, so hopefully that.
Okay, got no idea what it is now.
Yeah.
Well, somebody knows, and if you do know, please text us on 5395, and Kerry, we're going to take you off air so you can tell us the answer. But
all right,
that, ladies and gentlemen,
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.